Justice Malek says he has been fighting his dismissal before the East African Court of Justice for the last 3 years. Speaking by phone from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, Malek says he is grateful the court ruled in his favor.
It has done justice for me, and not only for me, but also for the other South Sudanese judges who were dismissed, and the whole South Sudanese, because you know the South Sudanese are after one thing. That is the rule of law, that people work in accordance with the provisions of the laws and not just like that.
Malek says he needed to seek justice outside South Sudan since the illegal act was carried out by the president of the country.
The administration of justice is supposed to be done at home and not abroad. But because of the situation, if I open this case in Juba, was it going to come out? And if it was going to come out, how was it going to be?
South Sudan government has accepted last Friday's ruling from the East African Court. According to Justice Ruben Madola-Roll, South Sudan's Justice and Constitutional Affairs Minister.
We have officially been notified of the ruling of the court, which, as you say, is to the effect that the president violated the Constitution of the Republic of South Sudan as well as the Treaty of the East African community members. We accept the ruling of the court, which is by way of declaration. The court has declared the decree that was issued for the dismissal of the judges to be unconstitutional. That's a court ruling. We accept it. We abide by it.
When asked if the government would reinstate the judges, Arol would only say the government is working on implementing the judgment.
We are still working on what sort of implementation of the decree will be here. What happens to the judges, I cannot tell you now.
Under normal circumstances, Justice Malek says sacked judges who win in a court of law would be reinstated immediately. But he says that is not likely to happen in South Sudan.
My assumption, the government of South Sudan will not accept. Because as I have already told you, these people are not for the rule of law. They are just for the rule of their own to reinstate the judges. And of course, we have 14. And if they don't, that is not going to be good with them politically. Already, they've been condemned that they violated the constitution, they violated the laws of South Sudan.
The East African Court of Justice has also ordered the government of South Sudan for money is spent on pursuing the case in Tanzania, an amount which Malek declined to specify. Issa Musamil, a legal advocate and expert on South Sudan and East African law, criticized President Kiir's legal team for failing to give the president good advice.
There was high-level incompetence from the legal personnel around the president because the president is supposed to rely on competent and qualified legal persons to give him a legal position. So if the decision he took was not well taken, then it shows that the people who were close to him were very incompetent. And this is a chance for him to put things right.
Minister of Justice Arol says the East African Court has proven the actions of the president were unconstitutional and therefore the fired judges must be compensated.
What's to be done is to just make the correction so that the situation is brought back to where it agrees with the constitution of the country. That's all. Everybody has a right to seek that redress, whether before the courts of South Sudan or in this case before the East African Court of Justice.
This is the first time a South Sudanese citizen has won a court case against the government of South Sudan before the East African Court of Justice. Malek says any South Sudanese is allowed to file a lawsuit with the East African Court in Arusha, but he cautions that justice comes at a very high cost. Malek was the only judge of the 15 judges who were fired to file a case in Arusha. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.